It's 26 minutes to one. All right, a career in the South Australian Police Force. I mean, I reckon it's a terrific career for a whole lot of young people. And joining us right now is Detective Acting Inspector Christy Argent from South Australian Police and Sergeant Nicholas Dowling, also from the local coppers. Christy and Nicholas, good afternoon. Welcome to you both.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
Christy, what's the program you've got going at the moment? Are you short of personnel in SAPOL? What's the idea of this new campaign you're launching?
Okay, so SAPOL do recruit all year round, but we are currently seeking additional numbers in both police recruits and protective security officers. So we encourage interested applicants to find information on job opportunities for police via the Achieve More website. And for protective security officers, we're currently taking applications via the iWork for SA website.
All right. If you've got a question about a career in the police force, whether you qualify, what's needed, how do you go about it, by all means, give us a ring. We can put the question to either Christy or to Nicholas right now. Give us a ring on 8223 0000. Nicholas, can you tell me, what's the difference between a police officer and you're also recruiting for protective security officers? What's the differential between the two?
Okay, so protective security officers provide the physical security at government buildings and critical infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
They work quite closely with police. They run on the same radio channels. They carry the same equipment. But they have some restricted powers. And as I said, they're more of a security presence at our government buildings and sites. They'll also be carrying out some COVID compliance duties. They do static and mobile security duties. They also monitor the CCTV surveillance systems and 24-hour alarm systems at all of those sites.
Okay, so there's a differential between recruiting for the police force and also for the position as one of the protective security officers. Christy, if somebody were interested in, and you've got to be because it can be a really good career for a person who's prepared to work hard and do some extra study, what's the process? How do you actually go about getting a recruitment form or a nomination form? What are the steps that need to be taken there?
Okay, so for police officers, those that are wanting to join as a police officer, you can go to the Achieve More website and have a look at our application forms there. If you're looking at protective security, you can look at the iWork for SA government website, and all the application forms are online and available for printing.
All right, this is from Melanie. Interesting question. Nicholas, to you, once you've graduated as a police officer, can you continue to take up a university degree or some other degree, a la law or perhaps economics or even nursing, from Melanie?
Certainly you can. The only thing that you'll have to do is balance your time. Policing can take up quite a bit of your time. If you're able to sort of juggle both at the same time, then absolutely no dramas whatsoever.
Okay. I know that the former police commissioner here, a gentleman that I've been lucky enough to get to know over the years, Mel Hyde, Commissioner Mel Hyde, or the former Commissioner Mel Hyde, I reckon Mel's got a law degree of some kind or another. I'm pretty sure he has.
I think you may be right. A lot of our officers do come to us with law degrees. And although it's not a requirement for joining, it's certainly beneficial in the longer term in your career.
So, Nicholas, you could actually continue the law degree whilst at the same time joining SAPOL?
You could. It's entirely doable as long as you can commit the time to both.
Yeah,
obviously,
right.
SAPOL would like that you commit to them first, obviously, and then any free time you could commit to your university studies.
I reckon it's a great career. God, I've known some old coppers over the years. Mick Abbott, when he was umpiring all of those years ago, still in the police force. Bruce Venturo. Bruce was on the bikes for a million years. Ian Gladstone, Gladbags as we called him. Barry Bache all of those years ago. And they loved it. They really enjoyed their time as in the police force. Mind you, Christy, sometimes and you've no doubt done it in your career, you front some awful situations, don't you?
You do, and that's one of the things that we test for, is a personality profile that is going to be robust and someone that's resilient, because you do come across confronting situations every day. There's absolutely no hiding that. But hopeful that we pick the right people, and with the right training and support services that we have within SAPOL, we're able to get through those as a team.
So part of the training process that you go, how long is the how long does it take to become a copper? How long's the course?
So currently the cadet course is 9 months and the protective security officer course is 9 weeks. Both courses are held at the police academy at Taparoo, and as an added incentive, it's a paid role. So you do get paid from day one of training, and your pay automatically increases when you graduate.
All right, OK. Nancy at Plimpton Park has given us a ring and has a question for us. Hello, Nancy.
Hi. I just wondered, do you have to be an Australian citizen or a permanent resident to be in the police force, please?
Christy, what's the answer to that? Christy, you there? We had her for a moment or so ago. We'll give it another try. Christy, what's the answer to that? Do you have to be an Australian citizen to be a member of the police force?
Yes, you do. Sorry. So that is one of the requirements, and everything is listed on our website. So if people are able to head to that website or give us a call at the recruiting section, we're happy to talk through some of those issues that people may have.
Nancy, you've got somebody in the family, or perhaps you yourself might be interested in joining SAPOL?
No, I had a friend who has a son, but he's a permanent resident. He's not a citizen, so I was just ringing to make an inquiry.
All right.
But thank you for answering that. I appreciate it.
Righto. Nancy, thank you for the telephone call. If you've got a question for either Nicholas or for Christy, give us a ring on 8223-0000, that interactive telephone number of ours. Now, the question comes up this time. This is from Justin. He said, are you able to refuse a country posting? He said, I've heard of some young police officers, Justin is the word we're looking for, some young police officers who somehow or another ended up in outback country towns. He said, are you ever able to refuse something like that? Christy, what's the answer to that?
So we try and take in everyone's personal circumstances as best we can.
Yeah.
Just like the metropolitan stations, there are some requirements to fill country vacancies. We do try and facilitate as best we can, but SAPOL have officers all over the state, and as such, people will be asked to undertake some of those postings.
All right, yeah, you can understand. I mean, you often hear that, oh, hang on a minute or so, I could end up anywhere. Nicholas, are you after anybody? Is there a restriction these days as to age and height and weight and fitness levels and things like that?
No, not really, Tony. There's a common misconception that we have age, height, levels. There is none.
Yeah.
The only prerequisite that we have is they are 18 years of age when you submit your application, and you're of reasonable levels of fitness. No age restriction and no height restriction.
Because for years there was always the thing, to be in the police force, you can't be a short what's-her-name, you've got to be a certain height and all the rest of it, but not applicable in this day and age.
Absolutely not.
Okay. What should you expect, I mean, reasonably, Nicholas? I mean, it's a broad sort of a question, but what could you expect in, say, your first year out of the academy, your first year as a SAPOL officer?
First year as a probationary constable, you're going to be exposed to anything and everything, really. You're going to be on a rostered shift, performing general duties patrols, so it's very unpredictable. I think that's one of the attractions of the job. But you should be prepared for pretty much anything. It will certainly keep you on your toes.
Yeah, I reckon so. Now, from Anne sending us an email, Christy, perhaps a question to you. Anne said that you mentioned that in the 9-month training course that you go through, there's also some psychological training as to dealing with some horrific situations that inevitably you'll come across.
Yes, that's right. So we, at the time of testing, we ask applicants to undertake a profile testing, which just gives us an idea of how they're going to be able to cope with the situations that they may face. We do have a psychology section within South Australia Police that do come down to the cadets while they're at training at the academy and talk to them. And we also have an employee assistance section who, after any traumatic experience, in fact, any time, are available to interact with police officers really on a whole range of subjects and topics. So we do have availability and support services.
If you have a question about the possibility of yourself or somebody in the family joining SAPOL, terrific organisation, or even becoming a protective security officer, give us a ring now on 8223 0000. This is from Adam. He said, I know you explained it once. Can you do it again, please, if you wouldn't mind? The difference between a police officer and a protective security officer. I think you addressed the question earlier on, Nicholas.
Yes, I did. So, as Christy mentioned earlier, so for police officers, it's a 9-month training course. For protective security officers, it's currently a 9-week training course. Although they carry the same equipment, obviously there's different legislation. So with the policing side of things, it's a fairly intensive course involving a lot of legislation. For protective security officers, there's a lot less. So they operate out of government buildings. They do carry out mobile patrols around the government building sites, and also compliance duties for COVID, but their legislation requirements is a lot less, so we can shorten down the time that they're required to be at the academy. So they do have powers, but only those powers are only applicable when they're at protected sites.
All right. It's just on 2:45. Michael at Woodville, you'll be our next questioner. This is from Bradley sending us an email. Pilko, can you please ask, I have type 1 diabetes, in brackets, under good control. Will that stop me from being accepted as a security officer? From Bradley. Nicholas?
So we get a lot of applications from people who have various medical conditions, and what we suggest is that it doesn't preclude them, but what we ask them to do is to complete the forms and give us full disclosure as to what their conditions are. And then we can put all of that to our police medical officer and an educated decision can be made as to whether they can go forward or not.
All righty. Michael, you're at Woodville. You'll be our next questionnaire for either Christy or for Nicholas. We'll be with you in just a moment or so. Of a Monday afternoon, we're talking about a career and the career opportunities that exist with SAPOL, the South Australian Police, as a police officer or perhaps a protective security officer. You've got a question, here's the opportunity of getting the answer you're looking for. It's 14 minutes to 2 now.
Usually when I shoot my gob or fix, it costs me.
Yeah, Rowie, well, that could all change, because if you were one of our listeners, what you say could actually win something for you big time.
Our mates at Agostino Mitsubishi are giving you the chance to win a brand spanking new Mitsubishi Mirage with 12 months rego valued at $15,490 drive away.
For the best deals, best service and best experience in 2020, call into Agostino Mitsubishi, Nailsworth and Elizabeth, or visit agostino.com.au.
License number T20/82. T's and C's apply.
South Australia is one of the best places in the world to live, and if you get your tickets in the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, it could get even better for you. 3 lucky ticket holders will become instant millionaires. There's 2 fully furnished grand prize homes to win, an elegant villa at St Peter's and a Scott Salisbury home in the city's east end. Plus, the early bird winner will head straight to the bank with $1 million cash. Visit homelottery.com.au. Proceeds improve the lives of every South Australian.
License M13881.
What starts with A and ends with E? Supplements for you and me. What ends with E and starts with A? Clap your hands and hear me say, Upper Vitae. What starts with A and ends with E? Good health for all the family. ARB, then ORV, then I, then T, then A, then E. Upper Vitae.
Australia loves Arbor Vitae, potent plant-based supplements for the whole family. Learn more at arborvitae.com.au.
Miele, premium German appliances with a massive 10-year warranty. At Harvey Norman, yes, you heard right, 10 years full warranty on Miele home appliances. Dishwashers from only $1,399 plus 10-year warranty. Washing machines from only $1,399 plus 10-year warranty. Save up to 10% on Miele cooking appliances plus 10-year warranty. Limited time only. Upgrade to Miele now. Some exclusions apply, must end September 30. Miele with 10-year warranty. On now at Harvey Norman.
Because choosing where I have my treatment makes a big difference.
Because having access to support at home helps me.
Because you can't always go far, Bupa is going further to support your health and well-being through rehab, chemo and health coaching at home. Learn more at bupa.com.au. Bupa, because life happens. Available to eligible customers, waiting periods, fund, policy and program rules apply.
I never thought living a retirement village would work for me. Not my thing. But this year, we've seen the importance of community more than ever. Retire Australia Communities are currently welcoming new residents It's independent living with a safety net. And right now, if you secure your home by September 30, you can live free for a year with Village Levies waived. Terms and conditions apply. Book your safe property inspection today at one of our 10 Adelaide villages. Visit retireaustralia.com.au.
Small businesses have had it tough recently. That's why we've made changes to help businesses get back on their feet with huge savings on our business, internet and mobile plans. Visit Telstra in-store to find out more.
Cancer never rests, and for that reason, neither do we. Right now, our SunSmart program is helping protect and educate a generation of little Aussies. Our 13-11-20 nurses are giving one-on-one phone support to people affected by cancer. And the funds you raise help our world-class researchers unlock more answers. And tomorrow, with your help, we'll start again. Cancer Council. Every minute, every hour, every day.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA-approved caravan crash repairer. This is Tony Pilkington.
It's around about 10 minutes to 2. We're talking to Detective Acting Inspector Christy Ush, Sergeant and Sergeant Nicholas Dowling from South Australian Police about the career opportunities that exist with SAPOL. And they are many and varied and a wonderful organisation to work for. And if you're dedicated and prepared to do some extra study, the opportunities are just unlimited. Right, go from Woodville. Michael has given us a ring with a question for Christy. Hello, Michael.
How you going, all right?
All right, thank you. What's your question for Christy?
Just inquiring, if you get done for, like a criminal record or, we'll just say, like, DUI, what's the process? Like, can you still do the, go to the force?
Yeah, effectively, you've got a DUI conviction. Does that exclude you from even applying to become a member of SAPOL? Christy, what's the answer to that?
My advice is that this gentleman needs to fill out an application form and send it in to us, and we will have a look and see, take lots of different things into consideration. There are some offences that automatically exclude application, but we'd absolutely encourage him to apply.
Okay, then you'll have a look at the application and take it from there. This is Pilko. Enjoy listening to the show when I can. I'm a mental health nurse and love my job. However, I've often thought about joining SAPOL and would love to work in the Mounted Police section. As a mental health nurse, my skills would be very suitable and valuable, I would hope, for SAPOL, but how long would it be before I could work in the Mounted Police section after my initial training? And that's from, from Gail. Nicholas, a mental health nurse, love to join SAPOL and naturally would like to join the Mounted Police section of the police force. Is that possible and how long would it take?
It's certainly possible. What she would need to do is complete all the training and then be a, what we call a substantive police officer to apply. Now, obviously, Mounted Ops is a popular spot, so all applications there are on merit, so she would need to complete her, say, probationary training and then submit an application for Mounted to them, and then they would have a look, and they get quite a few applications for those positions, but I would say roughly around about 5 years before you can start applying for those sorts of positions. It's just because that they hold a particular rank. Yeah. And in order to get that rank, it's time that you need. And obviously some experience as well. Mounted officers deal with many varied situations. They're obviously, you see them quite regularly down on Hindley Street, etc. So they're dealing with a lot of things, and usually they're on their own. So they need to be fairly au fait with what they're doing, and that takes a little bit of time, a little bit of experience. So about 5 years.
Righto. 7 minutes to two from David. Here, a question perhaps to you, Nicholas. He said, is this recruiting drive new and is there a shortage of SAPOL members and hence the reason for the recruitment drive?
It's not new. As we always recruit all year round, it's just that at the moment there is an extra 74 officers required throughout this part of the financial year. So that's why we're recruiting. So it's nothing unusual for us to recruit, and like I say, we recruit all year round. It's just that we need a few more. Obviously, we've got COVID on at the moment, and there's pressure. So in order to cope, we need some extra people.
Right. Britt sending us an email. Christy, for you, if you wouldn't mind, how long is the training? I think you said it's 9 months. And during the training course, do you actually get paid?
Yes, you are correct. 9 months for police cadets and 9 weeks for protective security officers.
Yeah.
You do get paid from day one. And once you graduate, your pay immediately increases.
All right. Marilyn wants to know, when you've graduated after the 9 months of the police academy, are you sent anywhere or can you nominate a place that you're familiar with or is closer to where you live?
So a lot of that will be determined on where numbers are required. We do, like I said before, try and take into consideration where someone's residential address may be. Yeah. But if we have vacancies, say in Wyala or Mount Gambier or somewhere like that, we will need to send staff there. So when you apply, you do need to realise that there is the potential to be posted to a country location upon graduation.
Righto. 5 minutes to two. We're talking to Detective Acting Inspector Christy Argent and Sergeant Nicholas Dowling from South Australian Police about the career opportunities available as of right now in SAPOL, the South Australian Police. From Tony, g'day all. He said, do you need to have completed high school to year 12 level before you're able to apply? Nicholas?
No, you don't. Again, it's one of those misconceptions that we have. The only requirement that we hold is that you are 18 years of age when you lodge your application. The training that you'll undertake is reflective of year 12 levels, so that's why I think people get confused with that year 12 qualification. But we conduct all our own testing in-house, and if you can pass that testing, then you move on in the process.
Okay, Amanda's question, interesting one. Christy, for you, if you will. She said, do you actually go through an interview process and is it involved and how long does it take before you're actually invited to go on down and to join the academy to do the 9 months of training?
That's a good question. We do have an interview process. It's a panel interview, usually made up of two people from our recruiting section, and the interview will be about an hour's long, and we will ask you questions about your life experience, how you handle certain situations, what your understanding of the role of a police officer may be. From application to being appointed onto a course, the time can vary quite a lot. I would say probably an average of 6 months from the day you actually apply to the day you start at the police academy. But obviously that can vary.
Right. Glenn's question, he said, as a former member of the ADF some years or so ago, would that be a plus when considering joining SAPOL? Nicholas?
We get a lot of applications from ADF applicants and certainly they bring a lot of experience with them. We're looking for particular qualities in police officers, and as I said, we do our own testing in-house. But they certainly have experience when it comes to stress, tolerance, resilience, that type of thing. So they're certainly well-equipped when it comes to a panel interview, as Christy's just talked about, where we ask about their life experience, etc. They have quite a lot to talk about. So they certainly comes with a plus, but we are if you haven't had ADF experience, that doesn't knock you out either. We're looking for particular people.
Right on. Nicholas, before we go, the website address, if somebody would like to apply, make an initial inquiry as to how they go about joining SAPOL, and a telephone number that goes with it.
Sure. If people want to go to the website, it's the SA Police Join Us website. If they go there, if they put in SA Police Join Us into their search engine, it will certainly take them there. That's probably the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
And the recruiting telephone number is 7-3-2-2-3-5-3.
So 7-3-2-2-3-5-3. Both of you, thank you for your time this afternoon. Good luck with I think it's a terrific career for somebody perhaps who's cut out for and is prepared to actually do the extra study and do things like that. Christy and Nicholas, thanks for the time this afternoon. Good luck with the campaign.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
That's Christy Argent, Detective Acting Inspector, and Nicholas Dowling, a sergeant with the South Australian Police, and they're on a career opportunity at the moment. If you're thinking of joining, I mean, it'd be a great organisation to join, very highly regarded, and as said, if you're prepared to do the extra study, the career opportunities are absolutely unlimited.